Have some more wine flavored wine. This episode brought to you by Vogel. Wine flavored wine.
And Funyuns.
Everybody loves Funyuns.
We're not eating Funyuns right now.
Yeah, no.
James is not here.
Next week, though.
Yeah, maybe I'll probably have to bring him Funyuns.
You probably should. I think you promised to bring him Funyuns at
one point. Well, we have this outstanding contract, I guess, that I don't remember agreeing to, is that I'd always provide him with Funyuns and attractive women. So whenever I'm not present, he gets mad at me.
That seems fair. That seems fair.
Which is the weirdest compliment I've ever gotten.
It'd be worse if you demanded a model of you made of Funyuns.
That would be magnificent. As long as he didn't eat it.
What's weird about that?
Because that'll give you cancer. Well,
the request for it would be the weird part.
Ew. All right.
Ew. It's James.
Commercial break. Go.
Oh, it was a while ago. We just kept going. That's all.
Well, I like to keep it going.
When we do it.
That's what she said.
That is what she said.
Who's she?
So, this is another beverage and bathroom break opportunity.
I need to use your facilities.
They're available.
Thank you, sir. Were you going in that direction? I don't want our bathroom blocked.
Cancer, I guess.
I'm just saying, it's exactly what babies are. Except they're functional.
Though we stayed away from Angelina Jolie. And her
cancer,
double boob
not
off.
Cancer, her preventative measures against cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, boobs are just cancer.
I guess.
I like that. Double boob off.
At the same time, I feel like, she's been really open about it.
Angelina Jolie had a double boob off.
Well, yeah. But at the same time, I feel like any movie she does further on, will that be a big critique moment? It's like, her fake boobs are too big. They're too small. They just don't fit the role.
Well, maybe she'll just have a different set of boobs for every role.
These are my Tomb Raider boobs.
Yep.
We'll take a little bit out because you're going to be a little bit more of a serious role. Can't be too booby.
Yeah.
Double boob off.
That sounds like the name of a game show. Double dare, double boob off.
You have to convince us. You have to convince us with a really big rack.
This was a great combo to walk into. Double boob off, everybody.
Yeah, this okay. Term for what Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, contestant A has a topic. Size A has a specific topic that she must convince us on. Size double D has to try the opposite. Who wins?
It's a double boob off, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's like someone with no boobs versus someone with a lot of boobs. Like, so that's kind of like a double boob against no boob off.
Yeah, so it's a double boob off.
Double bubble boobs.
No, I feel like they even need to be equal size boobs, because then, like, whose side are you going to be paying attention
to? But then Angelina Jolie can't be on it.
Well, unless they have two flat girls.
Yeah.
Or, like, her and, like, a guy, you know.
Totes.
Man boob off.
Man boob off.
Double man boob.
Double.
Do boobs make the woman? A documentary study. the face.
Like you were actually pondering it.
I was.
Huh.
I was just thinking that.
It's just so perfect. It's like, oh, this is hilarious.
Oh. God.
It's perfect. It was perfect.
Boobah to me sounds like jousting. Like,
right?
Yes. Breast jousting.
When I thought of double boob off, I thought of it being like on a trampoline.
And you just and who's ever chest.
No, you
wins.
Have to answer trivia while you're on a trampoline.
Well, shoot.
In a tight shirt, obviously. Shoot. Double boob off.
That's getting it a little too close to like what Hooters is.
There are
I feel like it's a little more
or good
classy trivia. Than that.
But the people have to legitimately prove that they can answer. They have to be, like, Jeopardy-qualified contestants. with enormous racks.
Seeing the sample pool of those who compete, I still wouldn't watch it.
What's the sample?
You wouldn't watch Double Boob Off? Are you a man?
There could be geniuses with boobs.
Part of my chauvinist moment. Making that face was because I was thinking about
the negative consequences.
Where are Angelina Jolie's boobs now?
Good question.
Like, you know, at her hips, maybe, like,
put into her lips.
It's going to be her next movie.
Gross.
She gave them the John Voight.
She can do a David and Goliath boom, where she's like...
She, you know what she did? She tied them together with the shoelace and threw them over a telephone wire.
This is a ghetto neighborhood.
Angelina Jolie.
That's what I'd do if I had two boobs.
Yeah, no, totally. Totally.
Well, this is an organic material. It's not going to last forever.
Wow. Biodegradable. Oh, dear.
Oh, yes.
Are those tits? Tits on that telephone
wire? I have a serious...
Like tits on a telephone wire.
Those aren't just any tits
Angelina
on a telephone
Jolie's
wire.
Tits.
Those are Angelina Jolie's tits.
I have a serious question, though. When they take off your
when
chesticles...
When they perform a double boob off?
When they perform a double boob off, do they remove the nipples? Is it all just, like, chopped off? Like, let's take a hacksaw to it? Or
they
is
do.
It, okay, so it's not like a vacuum suck kind of situation?
Because the whole thing is, like, they take it, like, they fully remove the boob and everything, and in order to continue, I don't know, that'd be weird if they just pasted the nipples back on.
Well, I wasn't sure if they just made, like, a slit, and they just, like, you know, like, sucked it all out, like, with that noise, or if they were just like, all right,
yeah,
you know?
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, because I was thinking back to KB's, like, breast reduction and everything, and I was like, because I've seen her scars, not voluntarily.
Wait, did they suck that out? Like,
yeah, like, you know, and they made it look nicer, actually.
Yeah. Oh, she looked good.
Oh, yeah.
She looked good.
No, I mean, like, under her shirt, too.
Oh.
So it's
like, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't had the chance.
I was at the gym with her, and it was just kind of like, Kayla's a very open person, so.
Oh my gosh, we'd get along so well.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Hi.
And so you're like, putting on my bikini top underneath my shirt.
Oh my gosh.
Like that super awkward maneuver.
You're one of the ones
Kayla,
that like,
woo!
You're one of the
and
ones.
She's sitting there, like, looking, she's like, I have these scars, and she's like, right in front of my face with them, and I'm like, they do look nice.
Well, she's
because
like,
they make it, yeah. Well, they make them like the same size and like nice and supple.
Good.
And then, yeah, they like adjust the nipple size somehow.
What? So. Okay.
Well, I think it's more like areola. But,
areola.
Areola.
Ooh.
But yeah, I mean, she still has nipples. So.
Okay, so that's
yeah,
a plus.
But it's just like how they do it is.
Oh,
yeah,
oh my
they,
gosh, I have so many. I have so many questions. I have so many questions.
You should ask Kayla.
I know.
I feel like I didn't ask her enough questions.
Like, can
I was just like, you look good, kid.
I mean, she did. You
she
know,
still looks amazing.
One day she was like here, the next day she
so,
was here, and it looked
yeah.
good.
Adam, are
one
you playing this week or am I playing this week?
I would host again.
Okay.
It's yeah. You've hosted a lot. I'll host tonight.
Okay. So we need to come up with buzzers, or at least. Katie, do you have one? Proposed. Zoom tight.
Ah, I suppose I have to keep score too.
Yes. Let's get you the necessary materials, aka paper. And something that works with that.
That would be a good sound. Good buzzer.
If you can...
It's up to you.
If you can pull it out quickly enough.
If you can deliver.
Yeah.
Ooh. Alright. Only to be fair, I think I should have to do it twice. Like...
There's
but I feel
better.
Like that could also be annoying. Can I just be, like, the world's least convincing donkey and just be, hee-haw?
I mean, there's that, yeah.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
You could do that.
Hee-haw. I don't want to do that.
I feel like just yelling a random word sounds really fun tonight.
Peppermint.
Even shorter than that. I'm gonna say pants.
Oh, all right.
I may want to go with rhombus pants. Then. Rhombus.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
No, I don't want rhombus.
Pants.
Rhombus is a mouthful.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Which, have you played the updated iPhone app?
I haven't gotten it. I just got that sample from you when you were playing it. That was great.
It's fun. Oh, with her. Pants.
I think I'll go with wants. Want.
Want.
Want, want, want.
You're going to go the Gunther route?
Yeah, is it okay or if Gunter. I do want or want, want? If I get really excited? Fine. Okay.
I'll know what you're
going to want. Want.
Kelly,
I was so prepared. I was going to do like a dolphin sound, but that violates at least like 6 points in the contract. So.
Heaven forbid you break the contract.
Yeah, no, I know. I can't. I got to think of another animal noise. What do zebras do?
They whinny.
They're like a...
can I meow?
Yeah.
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 It's pretty popular.
Okay. That is a...
Oh, is it, too, good... is it too popular?
If you want to be mainstream.
Oh my god, you guys are too much of a hipster for this.
It's not that it's mainstream, it's just that people latch onto other people's buzzins if they do it too many times.
Also, meow is just classic.
Oh, that's going to happen true. No matter what the buzzins are.
I can do something else. I can do like chickens.
No. We're not imposing. Cute. We're like just that. Saying that's what's happened in the past.
Oh, you can choose whatever you want. Asterisk.
Ba-da-da-da.
Well, maybe I'll woof then, like a dog. Like, that's opposite of meowing, so it's got to be a lot less popular, right?
Okay. What kind of woof should we listen
to? Should we go woof? Should we go bow wow? Like, help me out here.
I feel like woof. Woof will be speedier.
Okay, yes, woof.
Okay, woof. Yeah, woof. You can draw that quickly.
Yeah. Ooh, yes, I agree.
Okay.
Should I change mine so that it's not two W sounds?
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's true.
I just feel like they're going to overlap.
Mwah.
That's true. That we need distinct first sounds.
Wah, wah.
Well,
okay. Like, let's do it at the same time and see if it's distracting. Wah, wah.
Yeah,
I would call it a tie, but I'd say that the wolf got that one actually.
As the host, I'm going to say that I would like distinct first sounds.
Yes. Okay, I can come up with something different.
No,
meow works. No one else has anything meow. Close
leave
to
your
meow.
Wolf. I like it. I can come up with something else.
Meow.
Or I can hiss. Is that a thing?
That would work.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got to be like all...
distinctive meow. With the... I was like...
Or like pterodactyl, but I think that's another one that violates the...
Nope. That's not happening.
That one. That hurts.
Stick with your wolf.
I'll just wolf.
I will go with... Seeing a snake, sorry.
This is the hardest part of the game.
Yep.
It kind of is. It doesn't have to be, though. Just come up.
Can I speak? Ha!
I feel like that'll happen a few times, though.
That's true.
But you don't do that regularly if it's like a ha-ha, like that. If it's like a robot laugh.
If I can throw it out there, if you stick with the Gunter, and if you go to meow...
Meow.
Everything but I want would her to work
keep
out.
I can meow. Like I can do that.
That her original pitch was meow before woof.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to impose on you.
You're
I don't
not want imposing
step
on
I don't want to step on your feet.
I can come up with other things.
You were here first. I gotta adapt.
I also want to hear wah,
wah, wah, wah.